In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In today's scarlet, the psalm and gospel, Jesus is referred to as the Good Shepherd. In fact, Jesus himself tells us in John 10, 11, and 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. And the psalmist makes it clear in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. So this morning, I want to talk about the shepherd and his sheep. You see, if Jesus is the good shepherd, then you and I, in fact, all believers in Christ, are the sheep. What makes Jesus the good shepherd? Our compassionate Savior gives us three attributes in this scripture. Number one, Jesus knows his sheep. Number two, Jesus protects his sheep. And number three, Jesus provides for his sheep. In John chapter 10, verses 14 to 15, Jesus tells us, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own knows me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. My brothers and sisters, I find great comfort in knowing that Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. Our need, secrets, tendencies, desires, hope, longing, yes, even our flaws and failures, our sin and passion. Jesus knows, and he responds in kind. I think about the great prophet David, who said in Psalm 139, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lie down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. That would be a frightful thought if it were not for what follows next. It says, you hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Who else, my friends, would we want to know us this well but the one who promises to be with us, to hem us in before and behind, to safeguard us, and to minister to us in our weakness. Wherever I go, Christ is with me. He surrounds me. He never abandons me because he knows me. He knows that I am weak and that I need the good shepherd. As the good shepherd, the Lord also offers us protection. This is the good shepherd who protects the sheep with his own life. Why? Why would the good shepherd give his own life for this measly sheep? It is love. It is love that moves him to give his life for us. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, the good shepherd provides for his sheep. This is why The scripture speaks so many times about not being anxious. It says, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about what you will eat or wear tomorrow. The Lord, the Father, clothes the grass of the fields. He feeds the sparrows. He provides. Think, my friends, about Jesus feeding the 5,000. See, they are laying on the green grass, receiving the word. And Jesus is preaching to them and watching over them. And then the disciples come up anxiously, wondering, what are we going to feed all these people? We need to send them away, they say. But Jesus has a better idea, and he provides the food that they need. Jesus also provides for us, my friends, time and time again. As a good shepherd, he knows what we need, and he provides it all the time. We don't need to worry then about our needs, because just like the shepherd is aware of the needs of his flock and leads them to green pastures and still waters, God also is aware of our needs and how and when to meet our needs. My friends, a good shepherd protects, a good shepherd provides. The psalmist also tells us about protection and comfort. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's what we read in Psalm 23. You see, all of us, my friends, face difficulties and challenges in our lives. Some might call them shadow of death. Problems are not absent in our life. There are some seasons, you see, however, when our very existence is threatened. And if you have been in a terrible car accident or a serious illness that requires not one, but two or three major surgeries, you know what I'm talking about. You see, when my wife Vivian and I moved from Tallahassee, Florida to South Jersey in 1982, she had one major surgery to correct another major surgery that she had a few weeks earlier. See, my friend, Vivian still remembers seeing an angel of the Lord being in the emergency room with her, protecting and comforting her. Today, I too can count on God's protection in the valley of the shadow of death, having survived prostate cancer and undergoing two eye transplant surgeries. My friends, I also know that God's rod and staff comfort me. In our walk with God, this rod is none other than his holy word. God's word is a symbol of his authority over our lives, which brings comfort when we voluntarily submit ourselves to it. My friends, Psalm 23 ends with this assurance. It says, surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One songwriter tells us of the goodness of God. He says, all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. You have led me to the fire, and in darkest night, you are close like no other. Yes, I have known you as a father. I have known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. If the Lord is my shepherd, then I must put my faith and trust in God. If the Lord is my shepherd, then I must listen to his voice. That is, do what God commands. Somewhere in Scripture, I read that Jesus told Peter, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. You see, my friends, that message was not only to Simon Peter, but to all followers of Christ. And one way to do that is what Jesus commands us in Matthew 25. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was naked, and I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. My friends, if we do all that, then the Lord is our shepherd. You can always count on him to protect you, to provide for you, and to guide you, restore you, in fact, and to comfort you always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.